The Broadcast, the biggest podcast in Vancouver, pretty much.
We participate in light misandry. Get out of here with that. Sexism. All of our societal structures are designed in ways to inherently prejudice women.
Coach's Corner was kind of like my bathroom break.
I don't like to be bamboozled.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun.
Hi, and welcome to the Broadcast Season 3. Who ever thought we would make it this far?
Not us.
I'm your host for this week, Mallory, and I'm here with Georgia and Sam, and we're going to give you your Eastern Conference preview. Just talk about generally what's happening in every team and all of that fun stuff. So yeah, I guess we can just get this started because it's going to be probably like relatively long because we got 16 teams in each conference now. It's too much hockey's happening.
Way too much hockey. We are pro contraction.
We are pro also getting relegated. We think that we should start relegating the NHL.
We really should.
All right.
I think it's so much better.
Well, then on that subject, we'll start in the Atlantic and let's talk about the Red Wings, the Detroit Red Wings. It's gonna be a year for them. Honestly, like last year, they were 32nd on the penalty kill and 31st overall in goals allowed.
Not surprising.
But like the thing is with them, it's like one of those teams that's like relatively boring because they are just kind of like on their own like rebuilding wave. They kind of
I think
have
they'll
like,
be better.
They'll be better. And that is their whole entire thing is like, to be better. They have like their babies, Moritz Seider, Lucas Raymond. They have a new Swedish child of his name's Simon Eriksson. So he could pan out. It's just like that whole thing of like them being like, okay, well, it's just like they're just rebuilding. That's their thing. Their whole big thing is that they have Andrew Kopp and David Perron. They got them over the summer, which is like kind of a situation where it's like, what are you doing? This team isn't going to be great. Like the choice of David Perron, since he's coming from the Blues slash, where did he? He was on the Blues for a long time.
Yeah.
So
didn't he, wasn't he also like not told he was traded and he like found out on Twitter or something? Is that true?
Well, that's the first time I'm hearing about that, but that doesn't mean it's not true.
I feel like that might have happened. Or he was, like, mad about being traded or whatever. I don't like David Perron.
Yeah, well, so...
I really don't like David Perron, so...
Who knows?
Tough. So, basically, what you're saying is they're fully invested in the Iser plan.
Yeah, but if the Iser plan works, and they'll things maybe are going. They'll win, like, maybe 30 games if the Iser plan's working.
They were better last year than we thought, right?
Yes, something fun to watch.
Because their rookies were good.
Is Jacob Vrana, who is also a Stanley Cup winner, famously with the Caps and their Bender. But Jacob Vrana should be fun to watch. I don't know.
So
it'll just
Tyler,
be like one of those teams where you're just watching.
Tyler Bertuzzi can come to Canada again.
Really?
They're lifting the restrictions.
I like how it's really they lifted it rather than, oh, he got vaccinated finally?
Yeah, no.
Interesting.
It was so funny, like, thinking about all the NHL players and how they were, like, oh, 98% of NHL players are vaccinated. And then watching baseball this year and, like, routinely teams would have, like, 8 players that couldn't come to Canada.
That's so funny also because I consider hockey players to be stupider than baseball players.
But it's because there's way more teams in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. It's just Toronto in baseball and in basketball. So, like, who cares?
But yeah, exactly. It's not as big of a
sacrifice. That's literally the reason why. Yeah. It's not because they're better. It's literally just because they were like, you can't miss whatever X amount of games this season. Well, except if you're Tyler Bertuzzi.
But also that's a situation where it's like, it's not like a huge situation. Like, it's the Red Wings. Like, nobody cares. Except for I am a Red Wings fan due to my hatred of the Avalanche. And also because I think their logo looks nice. And also because I love Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's a great film. Okay.
This is how broken my brain is. Did we do a episode on the 30? Okay, that's what I thought. But I wasn't sure.
We planned to do one on the rivalry.
And we'll get around to it. Okay, before we leave the Red Wings to go to the Habs, which is where we are going next, I will say one thing that is fun about the Red Wings is that they have a prospect named Amadeus Lombardi. Incredible name.
That's incredible.
Great name.
I would expect him to just like break out a violin.
Is he Swiss?
I'm looking up his nationality. No, he's Canadian. Amadeus Lombardi is Canadian.
Was he named after the movie, do you think? My parents were just like, we love this 1980s Academy Award winning movie.
I would love to know.
Would that technically be after the movie or after the composer?
He was born in 2003, so who knows?
I don't know.
Both are...
Come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast, and specifically Amadeus's mom. Mrs. Lombardi, that is actually my, come on the podcast.
That's my personal goal for this season, is we didn't have a... I don't think we really did a guest last season.
That's true.
It's my personal goal to get at least one guest on.
That is absolutely not who we literally talked to Soraya Tinker.
I forgot that
I remember she saw me fall on my ass in my sunroom.
I literally don't have any concept of time or like...
I think we talked to her in the off season
last year. Oh yeah, it might have been the off season. Okay.
I think we did.
And then also...
I simply don't know.
Okay, hockey's like a big, like hockey is big into everything being the same constantly. And so people are throwing a huge fit over their being jersey sponsors. Even though we all know the NHL is broke and we need people to be funding it in any way. So who is your hypothetical sponsor for the Detroit Red Wings? Mine is also in reality. I think it's Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, which is funnier than anything I can make up.
They are owned by...
They play in Little Caesars Arena.
And they're owned by the Illiches, who own Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
So I want there to be like a little Caesar. Like,
oh, like the little guy?
Like the little guy just like on their like chest, I think would be cool.
With Hot and Ready.
With Hot and Ready.
Yeah, but that's it. I like that. Sloan also likes that.
Exactly.
I haven't seen her in like 2 hours, so she's like very excited.
Like, Mom!
She's like, hello.
She also just woke up, so she's...
We're ready
to be looking
about hockey. No, okay. That's the only one I can think of.
I'm trying to think of other things that are like Detroit-based. I don't know. All I can think of is the
Motor Company.
They are, Henry Ford.
That's like the only thing I can think of.
Henry Ford
is their sponsor.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Hot and ready.
Hot and ready. Hot and ready for the season. Okay, moving on. Montreal, the Canadiens, the Habs. Also in the Atlantic, they have a new captain, Cat Dad, Nick Suzuki. He is the youngest captain they've ever had. He's 23. He's a baby.
Yeah, we forgot to talk about...
On Instagram.
We forgot to talk about when everyone had a meltdown because he doesn't speak French. And they decided
to do this. He's been trying.
No, I know, but it's the... The same thing. It's the same story over and over again. They haven't had a French-speaking captain since Vincent Damphousse in like 1998. Like everyone can, it's a thing. But it's also Quebec is doing their little election, so they like to get all mad about this stuff.
He has been trying though.
They all try.
I think them trying is enough. Like the fact that they're willing to try. Like it'd be different if they were not willing to try.
Okay. Therefore, can I say my jersey sponsor now? It should be Duolingo.
Duolingo.
That is so good.
That's really good.
That is so good.
Okay,
can we do like 30 seconds on the deranged tweet about how he's took care of Logan Mailloux over the summer? Did you guys see that?
I did. I tried
I want to tell me what it was.
Okay, they deleted the tweet, but someone tweeted like, I think it's so great that Nick Suzuki took care of Logan Mailloux over the summer. Like, it's the sign of a good captain, and also like it's a sign that it's like Mayu is like good and like we can all move on from this story now.
Is that the tweet where it was like, as a woman
it's the one where Maha like co-tweeted with, this is a deranged thing to tweet.
Honestly, the thing is that like take care of sounds very like mob situation, like they took care of him and he's now not alive.
That would have been a better option, to be honest.
That would have been a better option. I wouldn't have minded that. So it's basically
Montreal appropriate.
Do you think that Logan Mailloux will ever play a game for the Montreal Canadiens?
Yes.
Yes. They're pretty bad right now. They're in need of people.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
They're not good.
They're trying to replace the irreplaceable, Carey Price. Has he officially retired or is he just on long-term IR?
He's on long-term IR.
I think he's gonna be a classic case of long-term IR until his contract ends.
Yeah. Cappy Nation! They have Jake Allen in for their new starting goalie.
Jake Allen, wild Twitter account. Have we discussed his Twitter account?
No.
From his past tweets, it's Nathan MacKinnon times like 50 billion.
That's incredible. Also, because he used to be on the Blues. So Blues goalies.
Yeah.
Checking just out their like tweets.
Just major cringe.
They're also, their backup goalie has an incredible Quebecois last name that like literally my handwriting couldn't handle. Is Sam Montembeau? I don't know. There's just like lots of like humps in my writing. I didn't really do it very well.
That's a very old French name too.
Yeah.
It sounds like New Orleans-y, like Acadian.
Yeah. The other big things, Sean Monahan, who was otherwise known as the most boring man alive, which isn't fair because he was in Alberta and Connor McDavid lives in Alberta. So like that's can't be fair to say that he is the most milquetoast man because he's not. They have him. And also through the trade with the Blackhawks, they have Kirby Doc.
Yep.
And so those are their big acquisitions over the summer. The big question is more of, will Cole Caulfield be a short king, or will he once again have to have his dad defend him from AHL Twitter accounts?
Oh my God. I forgot
about that.
How do we think Cole Caulfield's dad reacted to the news that Nick Suzuki was made captain? Do you think, how deranged was his reaction? Do you think he wrote an email, a strongly worded email to Ken Hughes and was like,
literally,
how Ken dare Hughes. You? Literally, just like, so mad. What a time. Also, they have their little first overall. I don't know how to say his first name. Slavkovsky.
The tall one.
Who everyone was commenting because he's going to be like the chunkiest boy to play.
Gotta get some meat to throw around.
Did you see those tweets? It was like, there's only been four players who've played above this weight in the modern era or whatever. He will be one of them. We stan. He seems fun. I'm so glad they drafted him and not Shane Wright. Shane Wright, red flags, guys.
Yeah.
There's some red flags.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar situation of the Red Wings, and that they're kind of planning on losing a lot of games. But it's their first full season with Martin St. Louis as their coach. And they really did like turn things around once he started coaching last year. So who knows? Maybe they'll once again fluke their way
like
into the
coach,
the playoffs, has, and all of that.
He has some like good philosophy. Like he speaks well, which is nice from NHL coaches. And his philosophies seem good, but who knows? Who knows? Who knows how things will go?
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to their direct rival, the Leafs.
Listen. I can't say nice things about the Leafs anymore. This is literally what I wrote in the doc. I can't. I don't like Austin Matthews. I don't find him interesting. Is he good at hockey? Yes, whatever. It's fine. He also could have won me our fucking fantasy thing last year if I hadn't forgotten and benched him for 3 months after I forgot it existed. They, once again, will be good.
It's like another situation of boringness, like that level of like kind of boring team where it's like, I guess they'll probably be like pretty good to like, okay, like, all right. Like they're just going to pretty much replicate what they did like last year.
I think
and
the
hope
most
it-
interesting thing is going to be that like Shanahan declined to give Dubas an extension yet.
Yeah. And also their continuous issue with goaltending. So now they have Matt Murray, who theoretically is good.
Is he even Brock theoretically Besser good? Would beg to differ.
He won a Stanley Cup. Like, you know, like that's going to be their thing. And who's the other? Samsonov, I think.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah. So like, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I think their goaltending's gotten worse somehow.
Really? I feel like Samsonov is like actually a better bet than Matt Murray, but my hot take is that Samsonov should be their number one, not their.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think both of them are probably worse than Jack Campbell.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I think that goaltending is also such like a mercurial situation where like it's so hard to predict, and also like you need to be hot, and like that's and Mel, that's so hard to predict.
Have we discussed Roy Keane's view of soccer goalkeepers ever?
No, we have not, but we are on a tight schedule, so
please. This is like one of the best players of all time. He literally is like, it's just a guy. He's just doing his job. Literally.
That is kind of my
anytime
well,
anyone's like, anytime anyone's like, oh, the goaltender did a really good job, he's like, he stopped the ball. That's his job. It's literally his job. And so I want to bring that energy.
That's honestly kind of my opinion on hockey goaltending.
Goaltending in the NHL. Just like, they did their job.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Stop pucks, okay?
You want to, oh, like it's
you
hard.
You want a prize?
Literally, like it's hard. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I don't, the Leafs are like, they're going to be good. Like, it's the same conversation that I think the issue that comes with the Leafs, it's like, who cares about the regular season? The question is, can they get past the fucking first round? Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, so
do
no
you
one
think
really.
Getting past the first round is going to be enough?
Nothing is enough for the Leafs until they win a cup like that.
Yeah.
And I understand, yeah. Like, I also have that very much mentality. Like, when you're complaining about the Canucks, like, their current strategy, like, obviously making the playoffs is not enough. That is their, like, pretty much winning the cup is the end all be all, but like with the
like
Leafs,
what is it going to take for Dubas to get an extension? Is it like he has to win the cup to get an extension?
He has to win the cup. Like, he's been making these really great teams, and it isn't his fault that they keep falling apart. Like,
yeah, I think like he's gonna, I think he has to go conference finals.
Yeah,
plus, yeah, you know. And like, there was some weird stuff last year with like the goaltenders and like communication stuff that kind of like got a little weird at the end of the year. So who knows? Their sponsor is
once
again, Ontario Dairy Farmers.
We can't come up with anything funnier than them being sponsored by milk. They are literally sponsored by milk. Nothing is funnier.
My only other option was like Banana Republic.
Also, like,
all Kyle Dubas does is wear Banana Republic cardigans.
Don't you wish that Kasperi Kapanen was still on the Leafs for them to be sponsored by milk? This is a shout out to Paige Lorenz's
oh my god,
current,
Dairy Girl thing.
Quote unquote fashion line, Dairy Girl. Dairy, also not Dairy Girls, which is obviously a brilliant show, incredible, should have won multiple Emmys. D E R R Y. It is D A I R Y.
Can and it's a response to the wellness girlies turning on oat milk. They've gone back to whole milk.
Yeah,
we are now whole milk truthers.
So imagine
whole milk is the only
thing that's if good they were for sponsored you. By milk and Kasperi Kapanen was still on the Leafs and Peyton, she was still dating him.
It would be so good.
But I digress.
God is not a woman.
God is not a woman, or else she would have allowed the staff. To get some jokes off. Exactly, Sloan. Exactly.
Sloan understands our pain.
All right. On to another good team in blue, the Lightning, who arguably we don't have much to say about because they are just good and going to be good again.
Tampa Bay, good at hockey. Kel Caprice. Like, I think the only person they really lost is Andre Palat.
Yes.
Really? Yeah. Like, I think that's basically it. So the question is more, okay, so think of how many games they've played over the last like 4 years going into the
like long extended Stanley Cup playoff runs. And so it's like, are they, you know, will that finally catch up with them? But like, I don't know. There's not, they're good. Like, they're going to be fine. I don't think they're going to take, like, I don't think they'll be as good, but I don't think they're going to take a major step back, if that makes
sense. No, I think, like, it's possible that they'll, like, lose in the playoffs in seven or something. But other than that, like, especially regular season, like, you're going to, it's, playing the Lightning's going to be hard. Like, that's really, and it's a very uninteresting thing to say.
Also, like, I'm more, the thing I'm interested to see is, like, so last year, the East had a record number of teams who had, I can't remember how, like, over 90 something points. So, like, as we saw last year, by like December, it was very clear who was making the playoffs and who wasn't. And then there was like a chasm between the playoff teams and then everyone else. So it's like, are they just going to be able to feast on all those shitty teams again and rack up the points? Like,
I think the Atlantic is a lot, not a lot harder this year, but is, provided the teams that are in their rebuilding actually are rebuilding, I think the Atlantic has a lot, like, it's not as much of an easy road as it used to be. Like, those, like,
yeah,
just games are not going to be like just obvious wins. But I still think that the Atlantic doesn't really have any, like, it has so many teams that are still just very much in their rebuilding stages that they're, the Lightning is going to be fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, they'll be fine.
Who do you have for their sponsor? I have their sponsor down as Xenu, the Scientology's overlord, because Georgia just learned. Georgia, okay, I understand I'm America-centric. Like, it's fair. Georgia did not know Tampa Bay was not a city. She did not know that
the city was called Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, this is a geography lesson for all of our Canadian listeners.
Yeah.
And also just for all of our listeners, because honestly, this is Florida geography. This is not like something that's that important. Tampa Bay consists of three cities, Tampa, Clearwater, and St. Petersburg.
Literally had no clue.
I actually had a friend who was getting St. Petersburg tattooed on her. In Russian, like in the Cyrillic print, and her tattoo artist was talking to her about how she had, like, her mom moved down to St. Petersburg. She thought it was the city in Florida. It was like, what? Why would that be the answer? Like, why? This is in Cyrillic, like, type. Why would that be the answer?
Florida. Florida is the answer.
Truly. Okay, and but the thing is that Clearwater is the headquarters, how it does have the headquarters of Scientology, and it is also extremely being bought up by Scientology. The Tampa Bay Times did a very good article about this, talking about that. But I'm saying that their sponsor is either Xenu or Tom Cruise or John Travolta.
I was gonna say Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun.
The proceeds from Top Gun are actually going towards the Tampa Bay Lightning winning their third cup.
That's good. I don't have anything else. I couldn't think of anything funny. There?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't think of anything funny. Go Tampa. Now that I know you exist.
Staying in Florida. The Panthers, they have Paul Maurice as their new head coach because he did so well with the Jets.
I forgot that happened. Wasn't Andrew Burnett up for the Jack Adams?
Was he? I literally forgot the NHL awards existed, kind of like Florida forgot the playoffs existed.
Yeah, it's like the entire thing is, are they going to replicate their last season success, which kind of, they were a very good team, but also they banked on the fact that the Atlantic was not very good. And or will they be dejected if they got swept by the Lightning? Who knows?
He was a finalist for the Jack Adams last year.
So that's why we need to bring in Paul Maurice,
who literally just was like, I don't want to be in Winnipeg anymore.
He said, bad Winnipeg vibes. Sucks. We're going to Miami.
He said, bad vibes. Take me to South Beach. Literally.
Understandable. I heard Miami by Will Smith and I was like, let's pack our bags. Let's go. Sounds great. He listened to Pitbull's full discography and was like, sounds good. Yeah, so that's like the big thing of, once again, they benefited from the, like, East entirely being a shithole. But they didn't lose, like, they lost Jonathan Huberdeau And they lost Uyghur as well. But they gained Matthew Tkachuk, which so fun. Matthew Tkachuk is like one of my favorite players just due to the level of fun he brings to the ice, which his fun is annoying everyone until they threaten to punch him.
It can't will bring me joy when he does that to Corey Perry.
Can't come up with a better way to play hockey, honestly, than just literally bothering people until they get so mad.
Just
they want to fight you.
Yeah, just do that to the Lightning.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting. Matthew in Miami.
Yeah, it will be fun. Can their sponsors be laser pointers?
Oh, for cats?
Yes, for cats, but also because I feel like Matthew Tkachuk would be like obsessed with a laser pointer.
He'd be like, this is great. I'm loving this.
He gives off like, anyway. Yeah, the Florida, they'll be good.
They'll be good. Like, that's their whole thing. Like, the whole question really relies on Bobrovsky. And that's like what we were talking about earlier about like goaltending being such like a thing up in the air where you're like, I don't know. Because Bobrovsky had a really great year last year. And the year before he was not good at all. And they're like, why are we paying him so much money? So we'll see.
Yeah.
Spencer Martin is his backup, American boy. So I always support him. My sponsor is specifically the crypto.com, which also crypto is like 100% failing, which I think is extremely funny, but specifically the fake marina that they had at the Miami Grand Prix, F1 Grand Prix. It was just paper. It was fake water. God. They printed off but that's their sponsor.
Incredible.
That whole word.
I love it. Big fan.
Very good.
It is really weird that the Staples Center is crypto.com arena.
It's so funny. It's and so also, weird. I think it's so funny because like cryptocurrency is like failing.
It's glorious.
Yeah. It's truly like, you know how they talk about like pink, like MLMs or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Is this like the most insane, like men just getting.
Cryptocurrency is multi-level marketing for boys.
For boys. Literally.
Literally, what percentage
crypto pros are like another level?
What percentage of NHL players do you think lost a considerable amount of money in cryptocurrency? I'm saying 45%.
I literally was going to say 40%.
At least.
Like, yeah, bad. Financial literacy, not great already.
Also, because like the thing is that so many of them, I mean, not even so many of them, so many of them either didn't go to college or they went to college for like two semesters and took business 101 and were like, guys, I know what business is. So
remember when conservative party leader Pierre Poilievre wanted to get rid of the Bank of Canada for crypto?
Oh yeah. Fuck Mallory. He's literally the leader of the official opposition, and he wanted to get rid of the Bank of Canada so we'd have cryptocurrency.
Incredible.
He's also repeatedly gone on Jordan Peterson's talk show. So love that.
Incredible.
The fucking idiot.
Okay.
Bad news. Whatever.
Unfortunately, I am going to use that as a segue. Speaking of fucking idiots.
a great segue. A broadcast.
Buffalo Sabres. What are we doing here? They forgot they had a hockey team.
Genuinely, last year they had one of their backup goalies had to be a guy who was serving at Olive Garden.
The Pakulas,
because I literally forgot they had a hockey roster. Team. I looked at their roster and I was like, I guess like Jeff Skinner and Alex Tuck are NHL players, but like I'm just looking at this roster, like I don't know who these people are.
There are expansion draft brothers. There are brethren. I have an affinity for the Buffalo Sabres. Like, I want them to do well. I want them to not be like this. But the Pakulas do not know they own a hockey team. They don't know.
They're just too invested in their daughter's tennis career.
They were, like, kind of fun last year, I guess, sort of.
But
it's also, like, the issue is the Buffalo Bills are really good right now. So they're able to be shit.
Like
because
the thing
people
is
in Buffalo have something to live for.
No, that's the thing is that like they obviously aren't stupid and they know how to run a team. They theoretically could do it, but they can't.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just literally like, you know what? We're investing our energy in the Bills right now because they make more money. And so the Sabres can fuck off.
They re-signed Kevin Adams like last week, right? Like they extended their GM.
He's been doing a really good job, as we've all been enjoying.
He did. The Eichel trade was actually not terrible.
Yeah, the Eichel trade wasn't too bad. He did like the best he could have with what he had to work with.
Which is nothing.
Owen Power is going to play a full season. So that will be interesting.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see like all the little Michigan boys.
They signed Craig Anderson, who I didn't actually know was still playing hockey.
I didn't either until today when they were tweeting because his son picked out his equipment. Yeah.
That's also how I realized Craig Anderson was still playing hockey.
I was like, oh shit. Okay.
That's like weird also to like, I guess that makes sense, but like, it's kind of weird to like, they always have like, especially teams that are super rebuilding, they have a bunch of like kids who are like 18 or 19, and then they have dudes who are like literally geriatric.
Team dad.
Exactly.
Half of this like roster, I've never heard of these people. Never heard of these men in my life.
We do have Hillary Duff's former brother-in-law, Eric Comrie.
That's true.
That is exciting.
That's all I've got.
Yeah. Sorry to the Sabres. Sorry to Buffalo fans. I hope you guys like watching football because that's all you got, buddies. Hopefully you've got it till like mid-February and you don't have to watch much of the Sabres season, but it's not going to be fun for y'all.
They can cry to Taylor Swift playing at the halftime show.
And then they'll cry too.
There are so many people crying about that.
Or Josh Allen.
Mostly men.
Okay. Moving on to one of our favorite teams.
Oh, wait. Their sponsor, I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. Frank's I'm so Red sorry.
Hot. Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's Red Hot. My sponsor I put was the Tim Hortons that Ryan O'Reilly drove his car into.
That's so good.
It just ends me every time. It's the exact wording of it.
So.
Oh, God.
That's on their chest. This year.
Incredible. Okay, who's next?
Okay, who's next is our beloved team. Actually, the thing is, the only two teams in the Atlantic, like, this could literally, like, our beloved team could be ironic and not. It unfortunately is ironic. We're going to talk about the Bruins.
Sloan just sounds like a full troll.
Sloan is like, I hate the Bruins. This is horrible. And you're right. You're right to hate the Bruins. Zdeno Chara is retiring a Bruin, but like he signed like a 1-day contract. So
did he really? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Sloan. She's trying to be a podcaster.
She says, I heard about podcasting, guys.
Monetize her early, Sam. She's a baby broad. What are we talking about? Boston?
Boston. Like, I want to say that, like, it's not even 2011 hatred. Like, I just dislike all Boston teams. The Bruins are also, they're, like, one of those teams where it's, like, they're kind of benefiting from the Atlantic being bad because they're going to be, like, mediocre because they're, like, rebuilding on the fly. But they're still going to be pretty good.
Who's the coach of Boston?
I was just thinking that because I know they fired Cassidy, but I can't remember who they replaced him with.
I want to say it was...
It is Jim Montgomery is their coach.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, okay. Huh. Okay. Fun. I have nothing to say about Boston. They're going to be good again. Like, they're one of those teams again.
They're going to be, like, mediocre.
Yeah, like, they're not going to win the cup. And also, like, please...
Like, Marchand had hip surgery.
Yeah, I did see like Dom Lecision.
Can you redo that, please?
Dom Lecision. I just immediately sound like I've been drinking a lot of alcohol. Tweeted and he was like, people are sleeping on the Bruins. They're going to be better than everyone thinks. I'm like, what are we thinking that they're going to be? Like, you know?
I think they'll be okay, but they'll be like mediocre good, you know, that level. There's a lot of teams that are mediocre good, and I think that's where they'll be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. Not even as a joke, I think their sponsor is probably Dunkin' Donuts.
Can it be specifically Ben Affleck looking sad while holding the Dunkin' Donuts? Yeah, can we get that on a thing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want.
And also I want them to all differently, like each player has a different image of Ben Affleck with being Dunkin' sad Donuts. Holding Dunkin' Donuts. Or they have the one of his back tattoo. Like maybe the captain can have that one. I think that's a good one.
I was going to say the only thing that like might make them better than you expect is, sorry to go back to the serious topic. David Pasternak is in his contract.
Interesting. We love contract. Well, there you go.
I'm sorry.
I just think they're going to be the same. Like it's like, they'll be fine. You know, they're not, I don't think they're going to win the President's Trophy, but they're not going to like crash and burn, you know? So it's just like, meh. That's the thing that I hate about, that's what I think the thing that's like the whole like parody in the NHL. Fuck parody.
How have they been like good for like 11 years?
Yeah, I know.
It drives me insane.
It's really bad. I would love to see them fail.
Yeah. When will it come? Soon. It has to like, it has to happen eventually. They just have to be like, enough people have to hate them. Though, if we do a bonus episode this week, we've got to talk about what's going on with the Celtics. Because that situation is
That's fucked. Also very funny because the Celtics are like one of the only like Boston teams I can stand.
There's some chaos going on there. Okay. And I need to know more. Anyway.
Okay, moving on. Now. Our last team at the Atlantic, which the thing is that I was saying one of our favorite teams. This is my new team. I'm about to ride or die for them. The Ottawa Senators. They have Tyler Mott. They have Claude Giroux. What more could you want out of a team?
They are inexplicably like being ghost run by the broadcast.
They are. It's because I'm saying the Melnick sisters are honorary broads.
Once again, asking someone to hook us up and get them on this podcast.
Please.
Getting also, Claude Giroux. We need this. Getting, making Brady captain.
Making Brady
signing
captain.
Signing Tyler Mott.
They have like, Tim Stutzel and Josh Norris, 8 years. They signed them both for 8 years. Let's go. They said, we're buying in.
Sponsorship Josh Norris, should be us.
It really should. It's great. It's all of our boys. They're going to be great. Cam Talbot's in net because he had to leave the Wild due to hating it there. and they also signed Alex DeBrincat. Senators, they're like mid-range like dark riders. Like they're not gonna be great, but they're gonna be fun.
Hey, remember last year we called the LA Kings and I was pretty proud of that.
So I think that I'm not gonna go far enough to say the Sens are making the playoffs, but I am saying the Sens are gonna be fun to watch. They're your East Coast team to watch if you are a Canucks fan. You need to have a team to watch on the early showing of hockey.
What you're saying is that we are probably not going to see Pierre Dorion throw an entire, what was it, a coffee at the wall this year.
Incredible.
After watching this team play.
I'm so excited. I think they'll be great. I'm so excited to have a great time with Brady Tkachuk as our captain.
They honestly, they lived through the Eugene Melnick era and they're like, we're out of
nothing can
era.
Hurt me now. Nothing can hurt me.
Literally.
Yeah, their sponsor is the broadcast. I was going to say it was the Canadian Convoy, but.
Oh, my God. No, it's the broadcast.
Yes, it's the
They're
broadcast
our team. Yeah.
Our boys. Somebody get me a 2D Sens jersey. I'll wear it with pride.
Yeah.
Like Rihanna did.
Rihanna did wear the Ottawa Senators jersey.
Giroux, but it has to be Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan Giroux on it.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. So does anybody have a more Sens fanfare?
No, other than they're just fun.
They're fun. We're excited.
Though they did do some stupid shit with Drake Batherson.
That is true.
That wasn't so fun.
We can't ever accept or expect hockey teams to ever be 100% okay, like not problematic.
Yeah, that was that. I think that's the only thing I can think of recently that was like, oh, But
I just like, I have so many questions for people who work in PR in the NHL.
I know. It's just like that, like there's just so many kind of gaffes where you're like, that's like tough.
Okay. Moving on into the Metropolitan Division.
We only did that. That was just the Atlantic.
That was just the Atlantic. That's why I was saying we are on a time crunch.
Insert Lisa Simpson about. Face. Fuck. Okay, let's go.
Okay, Atlantic. Let's go.
Okay. Metro.
It's a shit show as usual. The Islanders, their main goal for the season is to somehow score goals. I don't know how they're going to do that, but they need to do that. It's like very much a situation where like they're kind of the same team, but their only big problem last year when everybody was like, they're going to be good and they turned out to be bad was that like they just like couldn't ever gel. Like they had like a lot of like COVID breaks and stuff like that. There was a time where they like didn't play for like 2 weeks, just absurd things like that. They did fire Barry Trotz, but then they hired Barry Trotz like 2.0, like some one of his assistant coaches. So it's going to be the same like shutdown hockey situation. Maybe that'll be good. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Like they're very much up in the air of being, they could be mediocre to good. They could be mediocre to bad. Who knows? I'm so sorry to Isles fans.
Remember when they lost Matt Barzal?
They did also one fun, time last season they did lose Matt Barzal.
Do you think he's just, I think that man just wants to live the like VSCO life. He just wants to post. Girly. He just wants to post weird photos on Instagram with the grain turned all the way up where it's just like still lifes of like vases. You know, I think that's what he wants. It's like, I don't want to be near Lou Lamoriello anymore.
Yeah. Also something that's really funny is that Lou Lamoriello fired Barry Trotz apparently with no consideration. He did not ask anybody else. So
not only that, but he was surprised that people thought he might ask someone else.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that man running my organization. Just me.
Yeah.
I mean, he did win GM of the year.
Okay, according to whom? That doesn't seem like who was voting on that. Who?
Other GMs, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're very smart. So
they're all probably just like, "Fuck, Lou is being such a petty asshole. Let's just give him this award, and maybe he'll stop nuking out of trades with us." Like, my God, let's just give him this, and then he'll like, you know, be exactly. Nice. And okay. That failed everyone.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, the Islanders are very boring. Teams that will not be boring are the Flyers, who are in hell. I don't know what's happening there, and it doesn't seem good.
So Torts is coaching them. Artie has stated that the locker room is in shambles and he doesn't like the culture of the locker room. Just an incredible way to like show up. But like I wouldn't expect anything less of Torts. He really gives off the vibes of like, I need to destroy these people and then rebuild them in my image.
Yeah, which, like, that's real. Okay.
Which, like, I think, because the conversation around Torts is always, he's like you put him in, he's like a powder cake, he explodes. And then theoretically, like, he's not long lasting is kind of like the
nobody
impression.
Expects for him to coach your team for more than like 2 seasons.
Yeah, which I think like he would be upset about, but like it's just kind of been how it like that's just how it's been the last few times. I mean, obviously with the Canucks, he was only there for like a year, but like the message grows stale, quote unquote, or whatever. But I'm so fascinated to see the energy of Torts plus a very, very bad Flyers team plus the city of Philadelphia sports fan brethren. Like
Philadelphia fans, as we've all known, are very patient with teams and also are very accepting of teams that are losing. So it'll certainly be.
Will Torts fight a fan this season?
I want Torts to fight Gritty.
Oh my God, yeah.
That is my one and only goal for the Flyers, is I want Gritty and Torts to get in a fight.
Like, who was it? Was it, I think it was Craig, what's his name?
McTavish.
Who ripped out Harvey's tongue.
I mean, Torts has already gone on the record and saying he does not vibe with Gritty. Like, so.
I mean, Kelsey Bruce. They're not good. They're one good player, Sean Couturier. He's injured to start the season. He has some, like, back, herniated disc, I think, in his back or something. Like, that's not great. Like, this is a team that, like, they booed Keith Yandel last year while he was playing for his Iron Man because he was so bad. They were so mad about it that they wanted him not to play, these fans.
They
so,
did, like, healthy scratch Keith Yandel last year.
I know they did, but, like, because the fans were, like, booing him when he was on the ice. He was just playing. He just had his Iron Man streak. He just wanted to live his life. So, like, it'll be shambles. And you know what? I like a Philadelphia sports team.
I like that. I think that you should expect that much out of your sports team. I think absolutely, like, no compromise. Let's go. We are going to be booing Santa Claus here. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. So, it'll just be, like, a very interesting dynamic to keep an eye on. That'll just, like, add some spice to, like, a kind of boring
Eastern Conference. I literally forgot they signed Tony D'Angelo.
Yeah, so that funny. Also happened, which we didn't love.
Yeah, the Paisano situation of the double Italian Tortorella D'Angelo could be interesting.
He's from there, right?
Yeah,
because that's why he was so pissed, because they didn't draft him, and he was like, "I hate the Flyers." Yeah, so. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Honestly, worth paying attention to.
Yeah. They're like where the Sens will be, like, fun chaos. They're going to be, like, equally fun chaos, but, like, in a dark way, like a Schadenfreude kind of vibe, which I'm here for, you know. Okay, yeah. Who's next?
Okay. Next is Caps. What you got?
I literally did not prepare anything.
Okay, well, thanks.
For the Caps. Other than, like,
they're just old. At
the other, so basically, like, the Caps, the reason I didn't prepare is because I wrote the one for the Penguins and I was like, can I copy and paste this? Like, it's the fucking same thing. They're old. They're like a team in decline. Like, they're, I don't know. They're just not interesting. I'm not interested in,
isn't it just going to be the same? I was going to say, isn't it get the same convo as last year? Is like, oh, is Ovi going to break the record?
Okay, that's the only thing that's like interesting. I don't care. That's the only thing that's like, okay, that's kind of like, okay. But like, I just don't care about, like, can the older aging veterans, like I went to, I was reading, I think it was the Athletics coverage on the Pittsburgh Penguins. And it's like all the training camp coverage and literally every single story is like, or for their top 10 things to look out for at training camp, it's already like, can Chris Letang, like, make it back to his form? What can Jenny Malkin do? Like, can Sidney Crosby? It's like, I don't care about, like, these people.
Yeah.
Like, they're good at hockey. I don't know. Like,
sorry to the Caps and Penguins. You're getting lumped into the same group because we are bored.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess kind of interesting. Like, TJ Oshie's having another baby. That's all I've got for the Caps.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what TJ Oshie dresses up as for Halloween. Do you have a sponsor for the Caps?
I think it was some, like, retirement community in Florida.
Okay. Mine is NRA lobbyists. Vanessa said
retinol. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's also a good one.
What do you have for pens then?
What did I have for the Pens, actually?
They're boring, retire bitch, etc.
Oh, I said Acorn Stairlift. I literally had nothing. I couldn't even think of anything.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm like, I was trying to think of, like, a Sidney Crosby, like, funny thing, but then I just couldn't.
Which also the thing is,
I was like, going to say Just for Men because his hair is going, like, gray.
It could be a serve. Like, Ovi's, like, gray hair is, like, honestly cool.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. Those teams, I'm not interested in them.
Yeah.
Give me something new.
It's nothing new. They're honestly like also, but the thing is that Metro is like, as we said, such a shit show that they'll like probably be all right. But not in an interesting way at all. Like it'll just be like, oh my gosh, wow, Alex Ovechkin keeps scoring goals. And we're like, yeah, we get it. Yeah. We know.
Yeah. Okay. So
what do we got for the Canes?
Very confusing team. Just like another offseason where you can't explain anything that they're doing. Like, what's happening with Ethan Bear? No one knows.
That's might a be a question. Canuck.
I would love that.
We need right-handed defensemen. Right shot defensemen. Because once again, we didn't bring back Troy.
Very sad. Yeah, the Canes are also something where they're slightly more interesting, maybe, of our good teams. But, like, being good, like, doesn't have as much, like, spice, you know? It doesn't have as much variety.
Also, like, Max Pacioretty or whatever is out for the season, basically, isn't he?
Yep.
With an Achilles? It's like, okay. That might have been interesting to see. But nope.
I find the Canes really interesting in that they're very uninteresting. Like, they're good, but, like, there's, I don't know. I feel like they built up a lot of Twitter goodwill, and then they blew it all, and now they're just kind of there. Oh, I guess the one very interesting Canes offseason storyline is Ian Cole. Do you not remember this?
No, I don't.
Ian Cole allegedly had an affair with...
Oh my god! Yes! Oh, and she got dumped at her rehearsal dinner.
And then her fiance like tweeted about it.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite thing ever. Tweeted a whole notes app that ended with he who sins should not cast the first stone, blah, or he who hasn't sinned should not cast the first stone, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you literally sent everything to her employer and got her fired. That is casting a stone, my friend.
Yep.
I fucking forgot about that. That really went away. I need to do some sleuthing. What's going on with Ian Cole?
I mean, that's good enough. All right. Moving.
They did acquire Brent Burns. So they could also be sponsored by NRA lobbyists.
Oh my God. Shocking. Yeah, I said that they were sponsored by Rod the Bod protein powder, which doesn't currently exist, but could.
How much money in fines do you think Rod the Bod's going to rack up this year? What was he at last year, like 60K?
I think that's right.
I think he'll stick around 50.
Yeah, I was going to say 50. 225 seems reasonable.
He'll slander some, or he'll yell at some refs, I'm sure.
Okay. Moving on to the Blue Jackets, or BJs.
Free agent signings of the year and Eric Gudbranson and also Johnny Gaudreau, but mostly Eric Gudbranson. Someone give an award to Eric Gudbranson's agent, because like,
how is he still playing hockey?
Man is doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm. He's literally like, look at this handsome man. Sign him.
Wouldn't he look good on your ice?
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't he look good in your like promotional materials? And everyone goes, you know what? Yeah, he would. He really would.
Their big thing is they signed Gaudreau. But they also still are going to be like, I don't think that'll be their like missing piece, you know?
Yeah, I think they're missing a lot of pieces.
So they were just willing to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because I feel like Yarmo's supposed to be good, but this team is not great. Like they've got Gaudreau, they've got Laine, they've got Werenski, and then obviously like the goaltending is good because they have Elvis, but otherwise there's not a lot after that.
James Neal is still playing hockey.
He's the real deal.
This is news to me.
Huh. Right, yeah.
They also have is Cole Sillinger still dating that singer who we didn't know who she was?
I believe so. I mean, honestly, I have no new updates, but he is possibly still has celeb lag. So that will be the Blue Jackets.
I forgot who it was already.
I still don't know.
Canadian person. Mallory and I like tried to figure out who she was.
Starts
with a T.
Sorry to the state of Ohio for not caring about the BJs. Who's their sponsor for their shirts?
I think you said Civil War reenacting.
Yeah, this is true. I did say it was the Civil War Reenactment Society. They loaned the cannon out in the weekends.
They should do that for Elvis.
Are the Remember Blue Jackets that? The Civil War, or is that the Revolution?
No, it's a Civil War.
Is it? Wow, I didn't know that. I thought they were like the Patriots. That's the Revolution, right? Okay.
Yeah. The Civil War, the big thing is that the Union is wearing blue, the Confederates are wearing gray. So if you need that for your future reference,
little historical I knew that
thing.
I watched Gone with the Wind back in the day.
They should play Gone with the Wind over like the ice when they're playing Blue Jackets games. It's like 3 hours long. Like it's the same thing. It might like mess with people's sight lines, but I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really know that much else about Ohio. Is that where Jim Jordan is from?
Apparently. Okay, moving on to our New York team, former home of Tyler Mott, the Rangers. Once again, they're like a playoff bound team. The most exciting thing is that for some reason they named Jacob Trouba captain, who, as we all know, did commit battery during the playoffs.
He is like, he's got to be ranked amongst like current playing players, like highest on extremely borderline hits that are like the hits where technically they're legal. And you're like, you murdered a man.
You're like, you definitely did just commit a crime on the ice. Like, this yeah, would like, be prosecuted in New York court.
And like, technically, he was within the whatever 1 second. And you're like, no. He like murdered a man. He's got to be. It's unreal. He had like multiple ones in the playoffs last year. It's nuts. I do not like him. Oh, isn't he the one that hit Jujhar Khaira?
I'm not sure, but probably.
Maybe not.
I'll just apply any crime that's on the ice to Jacob Trouba. He could have not been playing in that game, and I'll be like, yeah, it was Jacob Trouba. Their main thing is there's a lot of like offensive questions. Like they kind of have a lack of depth, and not really having like obvious pairings that are really available. But once again, it's like kind of a solid team.
They've got fun vibes though.
Mm-hmm.
Kreider and Zibanejad's.
They are in love, which definitely
romance is like,
yeah,
you know, it's fanfic writers' dreams.
Exactly.
And Kreider in general, as we've discussed before, is fanfic material.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah, they have very fun vibes.
And they gained Vincent Trocheck. They are on paper a better team, probably. Sorry, Tyler Mott, I love you. Than they were last year, but it's like the question of will that translate?
I actually really like the Rangers.
Okay, is well, bad? Go to hell. Do you remember 1994?
I was going
to
say, do you think
I don't? I wasn't alive, young. But
I was 3 weeks old, and I associate that more with Mark Messier than I do with the Rangers. Is that bad?
You can say whatever you want to.
Make no, yourself I just feel think better. They're fun. I think they're, I don't know. I think they're fun. Like,
yeah,
you know, at least they're interesting.
They like, are interesting.
That's the thing about like half the other teams in the East. I'm like, I just don't care. Like,
I do like Keandre Miller. I'm excited to see what he does.
I'm also like, what is Lafreniere doing? Like, who are you? What will you do?
It's are you, something to see.
Are you going to be Nal Yakupov? Or are you going to be, you know, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Are you going to be, you know, Nate McKinnon? Like, what are you going to be? What's happening? Also, Louis Domingue is on their team. So that immediately, their vibe rankings just go up. It's very fun.
Yeah. Okay. So their sponsor, what I have is Harry Styles. He's their current sponsor. He's the landlord of MSG currently. Also problematic. Come on. He's queer baiting us and he's a landlord. Like, come on, be woke.
When I saw the thing of them like pulling up the banner, all I could think about was the Taylor Swift banner in the Staples Center that people
were. What if Harry Styles curses the Rangers?
Pretty funny. What if he curses the Rangers? And it's because he was queer baiting.
Yeah, literally. Also, it's like, what is queer baiting? Harry Styles queer baiting versus also real, once again, real people cannot queer bait, but Harry Styles queer baiting versus Mika and Chris Kreider queer baiting.
Really? That's
battle.
We'll blame the Rangers socials for that.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
It would be really funny if he cursed the rain. If Harry Styles, the curse of Harry Styles.
If he don't worry, darling, them.
Yeah. Florence Pugh acknowledged the film today.
I saw that. Except I was shocked. Like, but it was like,
I was gonna go see it and no one recording this podcast. No one. I was literally going to go see it. I was like, oh, maybe I'll go watch this movie.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, all she acknowledged was like the background staff. It was very
LMAO, honestly. Okay.
Incredible energy.
Nearby, across some water. The Hudson? Is it? I don't know. The Devils. They have Vitek Vanacek and Mackenzie Blackwood in goal. Interesting.
Who did get vaccinated, by the way?
He did.
I remember that was.
I don't want to applaud people for doing the bare minimum, but he did get vaccinated. Andre Palat, we talked about him earlier. He did go to the Devils. That is where he went. The big question.
And so did
is,
Andrew Burnett,
who we all definitely care about. Jack Hughes and Nico Hersher. Will they perform this year? Will they light it up? Who knows? It's one of those young teams, kind of where. We're just kind of seeing where they go. I guess the big thing also, PK Subban retired. He was retired from the Devils because he was a Devil. I don't know.
They're fun. I don't know. I forget they exist, honestly. Okay. Is that bad?
Yeah, it's disrespectful to the Kansas City Scouts history.
All I could think about when you said Nico Hischier is I was like, now that Roger Federer is retired, there needs to be a new Swiss sporting icon. Who's going to step up to the plate?
Roman Yossi.
I was like, no fucking way. It's Granit Xhaka.
Oh, obviously. Granit Xhaka. So sorry. It's Granit Xhaka.
So sorry. Like,
we need Nico Hersher to acknowledge Granit Xhaka. That's what we need.
What is with Switzerland just creating very attractive brunette male athletes?
I don't know. I have questions. But you're getting a little... you can Ixie with that, so we're gonna move on.
They are all brunette.
I know. Mallory, you're the one who doesn't believe Swiss people, so they look beautiful, and you're like, okay, let's maybe move on.
You're the one who doesn't believe that blonde men exist as adults.
I don't think that they don't exist as adults, but I'm saying grow up and don't be blonde.
Okay, back to the Devils.
What do you want me to say about them?
I don't know. They're doing a lot of TikTok stuff. That's all I see on social, like on Twitter about
honestly,
them.
In honor of Jack Hughes TikTok girl, who her account did get suspended and I don't know where she is now. So truly, if you are a broadcast listener, Jack Hughes TikTok girl, I love you with all my heart. And can you come on the pod? But I don't know.
I think we're all just waiting for the really Child Hughes.
Yeah, we're waiting play. For like, baby Hughes know? To come in. Yeah, which he might come in the spring because he's hockey is a business. And so when Michigan is done with their season, he might come up. But
yeah, he'll play.
We're but waiting then, for baby Hughes.
The sad thing is we'll lose Ellen. We'll lose the war for Ellen because they'll have two Hughes.
That's true.
Sad for us. So yeah, I don't know. The Devils are, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't know.
It's kind of like the situation where like the Metro and the East are like kind of like a lot of them are like lounging in this like mediocrity that like maybe the games will be fun.
Yeah.
So who knows? Yeah. I will say that it is the last of our teams in the East. So.
They didn't like, I'm just, the thing I'm kind of shocked by, because I feel like when we watched, I guess there's more stuff happened on the trade deadline and stuff, but I felt like more signings and stuff happened. But then I'm looking at these rosters and I'm like, nothing really changed. Like, there's obviously the big ones, but then for a lot of these teams, it's like, nothing really happened.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Interesting to see how the East shakes out. I think, who do you think is going to win the East?
Lightning. I'm sorry. Actually, no.
Florida.
Matthew and Miami. Let's go. Panthers.
Who's your dark horse? Yeah,
I'm with Mel in Florida.
I don't have a dark horse because they're not good. Nothing happening there is good. My dark
Rangers.
Horse is the Sens have a great season.
Rangers are my dark horse.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that's actually fair. But I feel like by the new year, like, it'll be very obvious about what's happening there.
Yeah, I feel like it'll kind of be similar to last season. Maybe not, like, the chasm won't be as deep, but I think it will still be like pretty, pretty separated. That's how I feel about. Okay. I don't know. That's the vibe it gives off.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to say about the Eastern Conference?
Sam, do you have a dark horse?
I don't. I feel like they either have like teams who are like bad or teams who are good. There's no like reasonable dark horse.
Okay.
Does Carolina count? Because like they have a realistic chance. So no.
Honestly, I'm calling it. The Islanders are gonna get their shit together. That's my hot take.
Sure.
I like it.
I think they're permanently in their new like arena now too. So they'll be able to vibe.
I forgot
about the UTI that. Arena. No, what is it?
Okay, it's not the UTI arena, but I like that better, so it's fine.
Well, that's what we're calling it now.
That's all I could think when I saw it last year, the UTI arena.
Okay, anyway.
We're done.
Okay, we're leaving you with that. We'll see you next week to talk about the West. Thank you for joining us in our non-thoughts about this, because we didn't have anything, but we're glad to report.
Our vibes rankings. Our vibes, thank you for that, Sloan. Our vibes rankings will be coming out soon if you subscribe to our Patreon. If you don't, then you'll get them like later. And we're also doing a Canucks season primer, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining us on.
And we're reading Sister to the Traveling Pants
on our Patreon book as well. Club.
Yeah. So read up. It's very fun.
Join in.
I asked Izzy about what he thought it was today, and he said, a girl wears pants and goes to Greece. So.
Kind of.
He wasn't wrong.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to season 3 of the broadcast.
Mallory, look, Sloan was applauding us.
Thank you, Sloan. Sloan is our biggest fan. But unfortunately, only like biologically, that's the only reason she likes us. That's fair.
It's our biggest fan. Well,
it's always we're climbing uphill.
Listened to every single episode for the last like almost a year.
Honestly, our biggest fan. Okay.
Okay.
That's all. Basically goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye.